This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. There is extreme fire danger for much of Colorado today. That's on the plains and along the Front Range. It is going to be dry and windy through this afternoon. A fire Wednesday in Boulder County was likely caused by a drone that crashed. Aerospace researchers from CU Boulder were flying the drone. When it went down, the drone's lithium battery likely set off the fire, says the Boulder County Sheriff. The operators tried to use their fire extinguisher, but unsuccessfully because of the wind. Colorado's Economic Development Commission approved more than $12 million in incentives for a semiconductor company in Colorado Springs. CPR Sarah Mulholland says the expansion could add more than 640 jobs.
The Gazette reports the average salary for those jobs would be about $88,000, well above the average in El Paso County. The Gazette reports the company could be Microchip Technology, which already employs more than 700 in the area. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
A bill in the legislature would put $100 million into the state's child care system. Here's Denverite's Kyle Harris.
Half the money would come from COVID relief funds and the other half from federal grants. The money would go to early childhood education, funding new child care centers, and employee retention. Since the pandemic, child care centers have been cutting services. Educators have been quitting and centers are struggling to replace them. Half of Colorado is considered a child care desert, and parents say if they're going to return to work, their kids need affordable care now. I'm Kyle Harris. Denverite.
Again, extreme fire danger along the Front Range and on the eastern plains through this afternoon. This is CPR News and KRCC.